A reading from Mark 9, 21 to 23. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. "It has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for one who believes."
Can you kind of, Mary heard a very similar thing. Everything, you know, nothing is impossible for God, right? Because Mary is asking, why are you doing this to me? And it seemed impossible. And here, a boy is possessed probably of a demon, and Jesus says, everything is possible for one who believes. And I think a lot of us are skeptical about that, and I just would love to hear how you read that.
Well, Jesus is regularly emphasizing and calling people to faith. He invites people to be a part of the process of the change that God brings to them by believing and having faith. And the writer of Hebrews will say, without faith, it's not possible to please God. God is abundant in his gifting. He blesses us even when we don't believe, and in the midst of our unbelief, he can surround us with incredible things. But the principle that's seen through Scripture is God's release somehow coordinates with people's faith to agree with him, to believe, to take that step, that first step of faith, when it doesn't seem obvious and the situation is overwhelming. And to this situation, this man has lived with a son for a number of years who's had an infliction, a spirit that has been causing him to bring destruction to himself. And as a parent, you can imagine that feeling is this as good as it going to get? When's it going to end in this way? And Jesus is going to bring healing to this young man, but he invites the father into the full aspect, because it's more than the healing. It's about ongoing decisions the man's going to make. Will he trust and have faith that God will do something in the face of the impossible?
I don't want to step on what we're going to continue with this passage tomorrow, so I don't want to step on what I think is so key to the response to what Jesus is saying. But I do think that for me personally, this idea that everything is possible for one who believes is a very difficult struggle for me. When you were talking, I was kind of thinking, well, why don't you step away from self, Eric, and why don't you step away from Greenwich, and why don't you Google Maps or Google Earth float away all the way up to a few hundred miles away and look at what's going on here. And what's going on here is down in Greenwich, Eric, you are traveling at 67,000 miles an hour, whether you know it or not. And the Earth is revolving as it is traveling around the sun at 67,000 miles at 1,000 miles an hour on its daily revolution. And then start talking about those things that are possible and those things that are impossible. Just a good way of stepping back, and impossibility is not a strong rock to stand on when you think of the improbability of life itself, in terms of where we are at any given time as we're traveling through space.